The storyline of the game changed when this man started the third quarter and Blake Bortles took over the Jaguars' starting quarterback role. Hi, everybody. Brian Sexton with your rapid recap. The Jaguars were down 30-0 at the half, and you knew something had to change. The question was whether Gus would pull the trigger, and it was answered early in the third quarter when Blake Bortles took over with the offense. And, you know, he was up and down. He made some plays like ducking his shoulder and then coming back to the outside, avoiding the sack, and he found Will Tufo'o for a 26-yard gain, and then he had a couple of picks. The highlight was obviously the 63-yard touchdown pass to Allen Hurns, and Hurns made a heck of a play to get the Jaguars into the end zone. Overall, it was clear that he's a playmaker who is able to improvise, and the Jaguars are looking forward to playing with him.
I wanted to try to do my best to bring some enthusiasm, bring some emotion. I mean, you're down 30-0 at halftime, and you come out, and you know you got two options: you can lay down, or you can continue to compete. And I thought we did a good job of continuing to compete, and that was all I wanted to do was to keep those guys upbeat and positive, and you know, not worry or look at the scoreboard, and just try to continue to compete.
I think it lifted everybody up. I think that you know, sometimes it's like having a good punt returner on punt return. When you have that, all of a sudden the blocks are a hell of a little longer. You know, plays just happen. And I think that's what Blake did. I think that when he came in there, things fell into place a little bit better. And guys were making plays.
He was drafted for this moment. And I understood it from day one. And, you know, we had to do some really good things beginning of the year to keep my job. And, you know, I hope he plays really well, and I'm really pulling for him, and I'm going to be his biggest cheerleader on the sideline, I'll tell you that.
Bortles finishes completing 14 of his 24 passes for 223 yards. He threw two touchdowns and two interceptions and an 82.5 quarterback efficiency rating. Not bad for his first action. Now, bad was the Jaguars' defense. The Colts scored on their first six possessions of the ball game. They averaged 5 yards per carry, and Andrew Luck, four touchdown passes, 370 yards passing. It was a very poor day for the Jaguars' defense, and they knew it.
We have to do soul searching, and we really have to. It can't be taught. It can't be taught. You got to put the work in. You got to strive. You got to crawl. You got to dig. And we just not doing that right now, if we being honest. You know, they scored on every position that first half, and I don't care who you got at the helm. You can't win. That's not sustainable in this league.
A couple of game notes to share with you. The Jaguars had no significant injuries, which is obviously good news for Gus Bradley and his team. Also, Marquise Lee didn't play. Neither did Clay Harbor or Austin Pasdor. All are trending towards getting back on the field, maybe as quickly as San Diego next week. The rookie from Penn State, Allen Robinson, had 7 catches for a career-high 79 yards. And Cecil Shorts had 5 catches and his first touchdown of the season in his first action for the Jaguars. All the interviews from the Jaguars locker room are up and online at Jaguars.com this evening and coverage throughout the night. With your rapid recap from Riverbank Field, I'm Brian Sexton.